bitch like my name Mike Jackson. Always keep it on me cause I'm down for some action. 7 times out of 10 I'm a blast. Put a hole in his head and I walk right past him. Sticky with the blicky in the pants slack. Ducking while they running, got him looking like a hunchback. Wife sent a picture of the titties, man, I love that. Got a little tingle in my nutsack. I'ma do my thing, man. Parking in the stable, so I walk out with a limp, man. Ticket on the Prius, I'ma punch him in the chin, man. Leave an imprint with my motherfucking ring, man. I'ma put the change in the gas tank. Black windows, black rims like a Batman. Top down, shirt off, popping at the red light. This is what a player fucking looks like. Dance with the devil, I'ma hit you with the blicky. Then I'm pushing on the pedal, see me riding in the rental. But I stole it off the lot, take a picture of the license. And I still ain't getting caught. 3 bowls of the oatmeal. Hit your feet with the hammer, how your toes feel. Break your neck, choke hole like roadkill. Dunk your face in the gutter like a Monil. I keep a stash cause I make a lot of cash. They be making slow money, but I get it real fast. Feds knocking, so I gotta do the dash. Jumping out the window like I'm Spider-Man. Smoking on the Marlboro Red. Rocks in my socks like Cardi said. Cash in the shoebox underneath the bed. Cash in the shoebox, hiding from the feds. Dancing this bitch like my name Mike Jackson. Always keep it on me cause I'm down for some action. 7 times out of 10 I'm a blast. Put a hole in his head and I walk right past him. Hey, yeah, yeah. Sticky with the blicky in the pants slack. Ducking while they running, got him looking like a hunchback. Wife sent a picture of the titties, man, I love that. Got a little tingle in my nutsack. I'ma do my thing, man. Parking in the stable, so I walk out with a limp, man. Ticket on the Prius, I'ma punch him in the chin, man. Leave an imprint with my motherfucking ring, man.
Verbose.xyz. Here we are tonight. It is I, the mad scientist Miles Lurode, in the house, bringing it to you. Give me liberty, or give me motherfucking death. That's how I feel currently, and that is what I'm going to bring out into the universe right now. I got my man with me, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Renat, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 Arby's Special, a.k.a. That Bacon Is Way Too Thick. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Koof! No, I'm good. I'm good. Still haven't got that koof. Living it up in fucking quarantine land, COVID world, going strong.
Fucking A. Hit us up. We have all the chats combined tonight. All of them. If you want to check us out, we around. Speaking of which, I need to bring up my chat window. I don't know how the fuck it closed. That's just a travesty to me because I need it. I need it in my life. And I always put it next to the screen, like right here. Because it's perfect. Oh, but then it does this thing where it fucking goes to the top, and it's the stupidest shit I've ever seen. But right there is just fucking perfect. Now I see where it's at. I can chat with all of you tonight in COVID world. I've been listening to a lot of radio lately, and I've been staying away from the news. I think right now, what I'm seeing most, I'm observing out in the real world, is like, people really shell-shocked by this experience. People really minimize. People, like, put into a puny place, you know? I'm seeing a lot of people who put on good faces normally really hurting from the situation. And I think that it's important to kind of separate yourself. As we do this, as we journey through all of this information and slog through coursing the human existence forward into a positive direction, we have to sludge through some really fucking important, really fucking, you know, heavy things. Things that you don't always want to really think about. But it's important in your daily life to take a fucking break. When you do a show like this, and I know, I think I'm speaking for both me and Crafter right here, you read a lot of news, or you watch a lot of videos, and you do it from all sides, and it becomes this really more clear picture. It becomes this very, very clear picture of what the world really is like. And it becomes ominous and heavy. And if we don't take the time to kind of clear the mind, that's when I think you start to break in it. You gotta step back a second. I know there was a point, you know, last week where I'm literally freaking the fuck out in my own mind, you know, mad at the world, mad at myself, mad at everybody around me for no good reason. And I had to realize that what that was at its core was being faced with a heavy amount of stress and worrying about the future. The future, we should think of it as something that's already fucking predetermined, that we can't even fathom what it's going to be, so it is what it is, right? Well, you focus on what that outcome could be, so things, shit that we will never know the outcome of. You go fucking crazy over that shit. I see it in your eyes, Crafter. I see you absorbing all of the hate and all of the fear.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this whole crisis has not been very good for my mental health, I'd say. I've faced weird thoughts. I have read too deep. I refresh news constantly, and not like the correct type of news. Like, I'm on fucking 4chan/poll, you know? Like,
so it's like hyper, I don't know, you can't say hyper real, because they often predict things to try to encourage things to happen, I think. I feel like that's a big part of 4chan, is to collectively be able to reach out and touch society.
I feel like, yeah, that's definitely part of it. It's part of their whole fucking goal, is to, you know, kind of try to engineer stuff like that, or, you know, create outrage. Like, you know, like with the, like, it's okay to be white flyers and all the other things that they fucking troll on society with. And unfortunately, sometimes they're extremely accurate. And I feel like sometimes in a time like this with crisis, it's exposing a lot of the raw nerves of the things we talked about for, you know, 60 episodes now. We've talked about corruption. We've talked about, you know, people lying to us. We've talked about companies' greed. We've talked about things like Jeffrey Epstein. And I think, like with a situation like this, it makes it so much more raw and apparent that other people can't, you know, deny the greed, deny the corruption, deny that, you know, like, people are looking to Bill Gates for answers, a man who flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane after he was convicted in Florida. You know, I mean, this was after, and he still got on a fucking plane with this guy. Mm-hmm. So whatever his fucking excuse was, you know, he knew. The people, his, definitely, there's no way his people didn't tell him, you know, hey, this guy has these charges. You know, like, I mean, he is, like, the highest end technology, so many people's system. He's never even gone grocery shopping for himself.
Right.
It's for him not know about the people he's meeting with on a one-on-one basis is outlandish, to say the least.
Jeffrey Epstein is, like, proof of the New World Order. He was, like, the lackey. And by the way, koof koof to you, Don Thornton.
Koof koof.
Koof koof. It's all about, you know, it's all about the koof koof. Juno forgot about this shit. Don Thornton edging in on this. R. Hager, the joyous, the father, wove the skin of your life a long time ago. Go and hide in a hole if you wish, but you won't live one instant. You won't live one instant longer. Your fate is fixed. Fear profits a man nothing. The 13th Warrior. Interesting. I like it.
Awesome movie. Awesome movie with fucking Antonio Banderas. That's fucking awesome. But, like, it kind of speaks to everything, even religions-wise. Like, I mean, you know, like, why are a man is not supposed to fear death in, you know, in Christianity? You know, a death is supposed to be a welcome friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's supposed to be the death comes when God decides, and never before. You know, that's like,
That's why I've always Go ahead.
I don't know why we're at this place now where we've forgotten all that. And even, you know, priests are out there using PPE because they're worried about their lives. Shouldn't they be the least worried? The least worried about the future? You know, like, they know, they're supposedly, they know the outcome. Supposedly.
I mean, you spur so many thought processes here. One, that's why I always resonate with, like, Nordic culture, the idea of Valhalla, this crazy ride that you're willing to sacrifice your everything to make it to the Great Hall because you want to be an amazing warrior, you know? And I want to speak to Catholics and Catholic churches and the whole, like, paradigm of their cult. I feel like the deeper and the higher up you go, the more closer it gets to evil. And the secrets at the top are these people that are truly demons looking for just that. Fucking, yep. Yeah, definitely guilt is there. But, you know, that they're looking for that immortality, but part of that immortality is like the idea of any living creature, right? They seek mortality in one of two ways, either through procreation and continuing on that lineage, or through literal living forever. That's the only two ways, you know. And I feel like those old religious people, those religious figures that put themselves way high up, that's just this vampiric cult that's literally trying to harness some sort of energy from fucking babies and, and children to live their lives to the fullest, but and forever, but not just that, so they can continue on blood-sucking, so they can continue on that. Because none of us, we're not in the club, nor will we ever be. We're not even cut from that same fucking cloth, you know? That's a whole different fucking energy out there. The Catholic Church, at its, you know, I can't say Catholics, and I can't say people who, local dioceses and things. Although, yes, in local dioceses, there's a lot of corruption, but, like, there's good people that are involved in that. And it's like talking about China, you know? When you talk about China and you're like, fuck China, you're not fuck Chinese people. It's fuck the Chinese government and fuck anybody who is a Chinese nationalist who patrons that government. Because it's a totalitarian regime. Bottom line.
I mean, and I say, kind of with the Catholic Church, it's kind of the same thing. It's a totalitarian regime. And even, like, in their own teachings, I mean, I'm far from a practicing Christian, but, you know, I have studied the book. that, you know, even, you know, Jesus' words that, you know, when he, after he leaves, after his death, his flock would be watched after by wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, and I feel like the people who follow these religions blindly are forgetting that.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
This corruption is there. Like, and I think maybe the reason I'm talking about the Catholic Church and Vatican and all this stuff so much is that, you know, Italy was hit so hard by this coronavirus. The Vatican has the world's largest fucking bank. They had more money to throw at it. They had more resources. They have groups of people who supposedly know their fucking future outcome after this life. And you think we'd have a lot of volunteers to help these people who are struggling with this disease. And suddenly, that these people who have been preaching, do good for others, do good for the poor, put others before you, suddenly put themselves first. Yeah. And I feel like that we always knew it, but in this raw crisis situation, it's apparent.
Yes, exactly. I had a thought on that too, because it's like, I feel with 2016, there was a change, there was a click. And I don't know if Donald Trump did this on purpose, or continues to do this on purpose, but things that we thought were the case in the deep state in the past, he kind of just took the veil off, even with like his involvement with Saudi Arabia, you know? Like, even through, like, communications with the whole fucking impeachment shit, you know, like, the way he talks about things on Twitter, the way he brings out, like, backdoor discuss things into the public. But it kind of shows how deep state shady the government is, and he kind of exposes that. But I don't think it's just, it's almost like it resonated through everything, because with the coronavirus crisis and fucking everything that blew up in 2016 to 2018 with identity politics and left and right paradigm, like, it's just all coming to fruition. It's just all bubbling to the surface. It's like we're truly heading, it's like everybody's too lazy and fucking dumbed down and drank too much fucking fluoride and has too much estrogen to do anything, but in their heart and their soul and their genetic code, it's literally telling them it's time for revolution, it's time for change. But none of us can stand up to that.
Yeah. Like, we won't even question leadership of this. Like, we won't even stand up to say, you know, the response to this is inefficient. You know, like...
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. I love calling out Trump and then people, like, leave. That happens quickly.
It's not just Trump, though. It's not like we fucking, the Democrats have done shit. They're the fucking party of fucking promise everything, do nothing as well, and fucking tax the shit out of you. I mean, I don't know, Obama was a failed presidency, and fucking, it was a different type of deep state, but, like, I feel like it was an option between a dark, shadowy cabal with a planned, outline of how they wanted the world to be against a cabal of business owners who only want to make profit. And, you know, that's how they don't care how the world is as long as they fucking profit off of it. And that's our two choices right now. And that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you know? I agree. And to me, it's like, why is why are we so... We keep talking about capitalism, right? And we act like it's actually capitalism. We act like there's this American dream that still exists where you can make money and work hard and put yourself to a place where you start a business and then you support what you do off of your business. That's not really the case. And again, bringing it directly to the light is coronavirus. Even with these small business loans, like what these loans are right now at the present moment, and we all want to talk about the future or the past and shit, present moment, they don't fucking exist. They've been written into law, but they haven't been constituted yet. So none of these small, all these small businesses for the past month have either been closed working on limited personnel or fucking closed forever, you know, which has been the case around us with some shit. So, I mean, you could say that, you know, yes, in the future we're all going to be saved in the future, but right now that's not the case. But who are the people that are getting propped up instantly? Not the small businesses. It's fucking large corporations, right? Fucking, yeah. Oh, we have to exist because we're essential. We're essential, yeah. Man.
I mean, and it's fucking insane. The amount of money they're throwing at these companies, trillions of dollars in bailouts, billions in bailouts to individual companies. I mean, like I was talking about this earlier. Just do the math real quick. Like, let's say I want to pay you $2,000 an hour. You know anybody who makes that kind of money? Fuck no, I don't. Mm-hmm. Times 40 hours a week, now you're making $80,000 a week. Times 52 weeks a year, that's $4.1 million. $4,160,000. It's not that much fucking money. $4 million and making $2,000 an hour. No one is. Mm-hmm. Most people are making fucking what, 1% of that? Like, yeah. I mean, come on. What the fuck is happening? The wealth inequality is insane, and this fucking bill is driving it even further. They're fucking treating us essential workers like sacrificial workers for their profits, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And Don Thornton, you ask a very important question. How should we fight against the machine, so to speak? I think that it starts with what we're doing right now, and that's discussing this. I think on both sides of the aisle, and what's been going on in government and big business and media is influencing us so that we are so divided that even with a difference of opinion, we can't even talk to each other. We go to violence and that kind of shit, you know? So instead of dividing, what we need to do is take these forums and start talking and not allowing it to be an echo chamber. It's got to be multiple points of view. It's got to be about going to the center, working towards the center of the mass, so that we can come to a grand compromise and move ourselves forward. But it has to start with communication. It has to start with togetherness. It has to start with a plan. I'm done raging against the machine. I feel you. We'll take your ideas. All you have to do is influence the monkey wrench.
I mean, my real hope is this situation goes on long enough so enough of the American public is just feels kind of this way and you know, that I'm ranting about. And it doesn't have to become a violent revolution or subversion. That it's just apparent that there's no longer a way, that we're not willing to listen to them anymore. We're not willing to go to work. We're not willing to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, their other option is complete martial law, and it's them that would start the fight, not us. You know,
do you think that's the case?
We have blood on our hands. We shouldn't ever feel guilt. We shouldn't try to place all the blame for this system built over decades on one head. You know,
that is true.
If they strike first, defense is always an honorable option. Defense is always honorable.
3% of the population participated in the American Revolution. Wow. 3%, bitches, remember that. The COVID-19 pandemic is being bringing the worst out of people. I definitely fucking agree with that, Juno. I think that in a lot of ways, it's like playing Animal Crossing for the Switch. However you play that game kind of tells a lot about yourself. Did you get your fruit from mom and eat it right away? Or did you fucking plant that shit? You know what I mean? Same thing in fucking Corona World. Like, oh my god, we have to self-quarantine? I'm going to buy all the toilet paper, hon. I'll be back in an hour. You know? Fuck. Why? Why? Why can't we be like, okay, what do I have? How do we look at our community? How do we move forward in this? And I think that's a big thing that we're missing out on what's going on societally right now. we're wanting to think about our own, right? And this, we're in some sort of weird phase in the world where, like, we, and especially in America, where it's like, I'm amazing. I'm important, right? I'm the man. I do this, I do that, I take care of my family, I do that, I'm a man, you know what I mean? We want to say these things, I. But the people that sculpted America were like, we get up in the morning to do this because it is right. You know, the things that they walk, you look at, iron workers blow my mind from like the 20s and 30s. They fucking blow my mind because they're standing on these structures that are like, you know, 40 stories high. They're not tied down to anything. And they're using heavy as fuck tools, you know. And they look like scrappy individuals. Those are some strong people. Boozy, did you hear me talking shit about your Animal Crossing? Oh, I didn't even say it was you. Oops, sorry. I just threw you under the bus. But you feel what I'm saying, right, Crafter?
I mean, yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I feel like even then, when, you know, those guys doing that, like, it was really the companies kind of abusing them then, too. They didn't care. You know, like I feel like through all this, we should maybe look at that. Maybe that's the revolution we need. The companies who did wrong, we should stay doing wrong to them and, you know, not participate. But the companies who did right during a crisis or does right by their workers, we should continue to support.
Getting back to the chat real quick, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused me to become an addict to Animal Crossing. Oh my god. Subtly throwing me under the bus. Yes, I did. Eating mom's fruit. Yep. Juno says, the hazard pay I got at McDonald's was $25 gift certificate to a gas station. That's probably because they need you to fucking drive there.
If Chuck Schumer wants to give you $25,000, bro. Chuck Schumer wants to give you $25,000.
Wow. Chuck Schumer wants to... He's going to give it to you from his own pocket or what?
No, they want to give, you know, essential workers who are on the front lines, grocery workers, fast food workers, gas station workers, $25,000 each. That's what he's trying to push. I don't think it'll be anywhere near that amount, but essential workers look like they will be getting some kind of bonus.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I didn't realize that would actually happen. I figured we were just cannon fodder for the crony capitalist beast. but yeah, you know, getting back to how do we fucking fix this? You know, like money to what?
But Juno right there. He said, you know, they can't get fucking $1,200 from government because he's claimed by his dad. Your dad's getting $500 for you though. Go fucking ask him for money right now. Where's my $500, man?
No one's got it yet, bro. Again, it's this far off distant maybe of like when the Trump bucks start, and then once the Trump buck faucet opens, everyone's gonna realize they just drained their 2020 tax return. There you go, guys. I'm sorry to fucking burst your bubble, but nothing ain't free. Where the fuck? And I want to know where Chuck Schumer's gonna pull $25,000 out of his fucking ass. I mean,
it's not that many people, really. It's not that many people.
No? How many people are working currently?
I don't know.
16.5 million are unemployed.
Yeah. Currently at work and not work, because working from home doesn't count. Like, it has to be considered like at work physically. I don't even know if employees would cover it, but definitely like medical workers, grocery store workers, gas station employees, fast food workers is what they're talking about. People who have to interact with public daily.
Have to interact with motherfuckers that are like addicted to TikTok and licking toilets and shit. I feel sorry for fucking humanity. It blows my mind. Fuck. But, where are we at? Fuck, my mind is blown right now. I think we're having a really good conversation tonight. Thank you guys for fucking joining us. If this is the first time that you're here, please consider whatever platform you're watching us from subscribing. There's also verbose.xyz, and we are here every Thursday, so check us out. verbose.xyz is our website, and it's amazing. And, I'm not a furry. Let me just throw that out.
And we don't track you. There's no Google tracking on verbose.xyz. There's no fucking JavaScript in there. You're fine. Even you could run some uBlock on that shit. It won't block anything. I wrote all that shit in hand and notepad. Don't worry. You're safe.
You're safe. It ain't safe. It's my shit, dude. What's the state of hip hop these days? You know what I'm saying? Fuck. And sadly, no ponies. Shut the fuck up, Juno. Get the fuck out of here. I love you until you start talking pony shit. I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Change your icon too, please. For the love of God.
Maybe we'll have a pony show one day. Maybe after Corona. After Corona World, we'll have a pony, you know.
No.
Whole show.
That literally makes me want to have Corona World last forever. Don't listen to Hippity Hop. Yep. What do you listen to over there, Don? Fucking, you listen to disco? You listen to that avant-garde jazz? Some Charles Mingus or some shit? I guess that's like bop. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, fucking fuck coronavirus, man. Like, literally. I harp on this because they fucking co-opted our podcast. They really co-opted the world, and that, I guess that's me being fucking MC 90 feet or 900 feet. Oh my god, dude. But yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, that's being selfish, saying fucking coronavirus, you know, ruined our show, but really it ruined the world.
Yeah, I feel ruined. I feel ruined. This fucking shit sucks, everybody. It sucks. I can barely handle it. I am mentally weak.
Yeah, just gotta breathe, man. You ever just sit there and take deep breaths? You ever do that?
What? No.
No? Yeah.
No, man. Deep breaths get more corona in your lungs. Only short, small breaths, you know?
Well,
you don't
get
air in from that far away from your face.
Get yourself a KN95 face mask. Make sure that you're in a clean room, and then take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and visualize the mountains or something. Because fuck, man, you're watching too much fucking news, I'm telling you, bro, it's fucking killing me.
I gotta tell you this, myself. If it gets worse, and it's like, everyone's dying, I know a clean room I'm breaking into.
Interesting. There's some places, man. I've always loved doing some sort of, like, urban exploring, too. Like, this one place in Whittier, Alaska, it was a World War II, like, strategic spot that they carved out of a mountain so that they would be able to, you know, traverse the ocean quicker for, like, Japan shit, Russia shit. And fucking, everybody, you know, since it was a barracks, everybody in that town lives in one location. And the original barracks from World War II is still there. It's totally fucking, decimated. It's not completely decimated, but it's like totally abandoned. It's worn down. Bears and shit have moved into it, but it's like, you know, 8 stories of, like, you could climb through it. There's no barrier, just fucking hang out. I gotta go back there one of these days, man, and fly some drones in that shit. It'd be fucking incredible. But they,
this is a
there's
question.
Okay,
how high up do the bears get?
Oh, floor wise.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I think on multiple floors though. Like, I've never went in. I stood at the edge of it. Right, it's kind of an intimidating thing to, like, you know, be like, I could explore through this, but I might run into something that I would die from. I'm just trying to, you know, this is a fucking 6-hour stop. I'm just fucking pedaling through. Fuck, I don't want to die, right? But what I heard is they found one. There was one scene at the bowling alley, which I think is level 4. So it wasn't like just ground floor, man. They're running around in that shit. Worst case scenario for you or what?
That'd be like the world's coolest video game, like fucking bear hunt in like an old abandoned building. It's like fucking the coolest video game ever. Sign me up,
bruh. We should develop this. Like, yeah, like a 12 monkey situation where you fight all the animals that were released.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's sick. Fuck, I guess we should fucking... Earlier we were talking about that guy, that the Vatican and things like that, right?
I don't know. I'm getting really... I think this video is really going to bum me out. I think maybe we should just skip that one. Just skip it.
And, do you want to skip
let's
it?
Let's not be sad. And then let's just talk about, you know, some other things, because it's gonna make me sad. I don't watch it.
Do you want to watch a TikTok of someone licking toilets?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We can do. All right, let's do that. Let's do that instead. This is what we do in Corona World to stay sane. We watch the best of the best. Here we go. Let's see what these TikTokites got.
Went around licking toilets as part
oh my
of
god.
Coronavirus challenge.
Oh my god.
Has tested positive for COVID-19 in
the he tested positive.
That nobody saw coming.
Oh really?
What's up, y'all? I'm Emil Ennis Jr. bringing you all the breaking news updates.
This is amazing.
Home Clever Studio. And just in case you didn't catch the hint of sarcasm, literally everyone saw this coming.
For starters, we have
this bitch
star Ava Louise to thank for kicking off the newest viral internet challenge called
the
Coronavirus
the Toilet
that involves
yeah.
toilets.
She looks
earlier
like a toilet.
Month, Ava came under
she does.
A video
I'd probably poop on her chest. I'd be down to poop on this bitch's chest.
In the now media post, she attempted to spread awareness about sanitation, which seems pretty ironic considering the content. She said, quote, please retweet this so people can know how to properly be sanitary on an airplane.
Shut the fuck up! She's retarded too!
But apparently this disturbing challenge spread to others in more ways than one. Another influencer with the handle Gay Sean Mendez on Twitter,
Gay
known by the name
Sean,
Mars, took to Instagram to share a health
Gay Sean.
Hey guys, I'm really choked up on my messer now.
Besides sharing that he's high as a kite off his meds, Lars also shared with fans that he has been diagnosed with coronavirus.
Oh, really?
So why? Well, if you guessed it's because he licked a toilet seat, then ding, 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 you are correct. He, too, went in on a toilet seat as if it were a chocolate ice cream cone.
Oh, my God.
I should also add that this is the same influencer who bragged about licking tubs of ice cream before putting them back in store.
No. He's one of those assholes.
Money off of his online followers.
Bruh.
Again, and just days after Ava Louise's video went viral, Lars also
died.
Shared a video to
same.
He reported himself licking a toilet seat.
Might die. He might die, dude. He might die.
I go for saying it. It's my fault too. Whatever. Karma's a bitch, but fine. Worth it.
Yeah, it's coronavirus now.
Lars also captioned the photo.
God.
Tweet to spread awareness for the coronavirus, and in came the backlash. In fact, he received so much backlash from the
Gay Sean.
He became suspended within hours and is still to this day.
Gay?
Like Lars, who wasn't as lucky after his licking spree. Ava Louise didn't contract the virus and wasn't even fazed by the scrutiny.
What the fuck?
So obviously, she's, quote, blonde, rich, and skinny. And yes, those were her actual words. That
she kind of has a booty, though.
Went on Dr. Phil's Zoom session to talk about her
I would poop on her
and
face.
When asked what the hell she was thinking by Dr. Phil, she said,
one, I had way dirtier things in my mouth that whole time. Two, I bleached that. Three, private plane. I went, flew down on my sugar daddy's plane.
Oh! So, she made people do shit! That was fucked up!
Oh, a sugar daddy's private plane makes it so much more sanitary.
Oh my god.
She continued to say she thinks the media is lying about the
oh
entire
oh my
virus.
God, my brain cells right now, dude.
World's
okay,
oldest
let's get
professional.
Back to Lars and his coronavirus challenge, though. As you can imagine, fans aren't exactly sympathetic for Lars, as many have taken to social media to say that he pretty much had it coming. One user attached a gif of Kim Kardashian with the quote, it's what she deserves, alongside a tweet that said, Lars licked the toilet seat with a visible stain. Called it the coronavirus. Now hospitalized with COVID-19. Natural selection had its way. Other reason for Lars' account suspension is due to the fact that he's been arrested for falsely claiming he tested positive. Like this user who said, so Lars, the guy who licked the toilet seat, was just arrested for faking COVID-19.
What?
Literally, we do want to note that this is a theory that has little to
he's
no
evidence.
He's got
a great time
it,
in prison, though. He likes that stuff.
He likes that kind of thing.
And it was recently reported that
oh my God.
The president was also arrested for falsely claiming in a social media post that he was infected and had tested positive at Tyler County Hospital. Now, although news of Lars's arrest isn't officially confirmed, falsely claiming you contracted the virus can lead to an arrest for circulating a false report, according to the Tyler County District Attorney's Office. Honestly, I can't say I'm really surprised by the ways people go about gaining attention in 2020 after everything that's happened. But I'm curious to hear what you guys think about Lars.
Yeah, no one fucking cares. This fucking...
Yeah, fuck off.
Dude, what the fuck, man? She literally fucking created a reverse false flag. She created a trend and made stupid... I think she's kind of a genius.
Man, I just can't wait till someone makes the shooting yourself in the head trend, because that's going to be like the greatest fucking videos I've ever watched.
cure corona with the bullet challenge. Oh my fucking god, dude.
Like, I just don't know. Like, it's kind of like one of those Darwin Awards, you know? Like, it's bound to have something bad happen to you if you're going to act that stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This bitch, though, she fucking bleached the spot, and it was a private plane!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She took dick to get on that plane.
Dude, she's had way dirtier things in her mouth, too. I would poop...
old man balls.
I would poop in
like
her mouth.
89-year-old man balls.
She's one of them bitches. She got, you know, she got wide hips, though. I don't know. Do you think that's real, or do you think that's butt implant?
Like, Warren Buffett bald.
Maybe we shouldn't look at this, because if we do, fucking instantly YouTube bans us for shit like this. But literally, yeah. I mean, look at the width of those hips, man. You know what I mean? She got booty. It's too bad she, like, literally has shit for brains. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
This guy's just a shitty person.
Yeah, dude. And that goes back... Who said it earlier? Juno or someone was like fucking... Or I think it was Don said, you know, Corona's bringing the worst out in people. Look at this! Internet influencer bullshit. Like, influencing people to be okay with fucking licking shit. She has 10 kids for sure. That would be awesome. I hope that her vagina is totally ruined. Like, she pumped out 10 kids and shit. That'd be awesome.
4chan call her a roasty. You know, that, you know, she bangs like 150 plus dudes. And then in her 40s, she's like, I want to settle down and have children. And too late.
Roasty. Exactly. Yeah. And she's 21 right now. You're right. She's 21, probably sucking 81-year-old dick for fucking private flights. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. It blows my fucking mind.
Great Depression era ball sack.
For real though, oh my god. Oh fuck, she's had older things in her mouth. That toilet is probably brand fucking new, you know what I'm saying? Shit. You liking the new setup, Crafter? Are you checking out the stream? You liking the new setup?
Yeah, I guess it's better without clickbait. But I really enjoy clickbait, you know? Like, thirsty people deserve to be disappointed.
Boom, there you go. God, she's not even... She really does look like a dumpster for my poop. You know, it's not something you stick your dick in. It's something you defile. Something, it's like when you want to mash that roach, you know, and you really want to see them guts spew. That's this bitch. She like the roach of the world. Some people are sheep. Other people are roaches. I haven't actually screened this video yet. It's 5 minutes from Tucker Carlson, but I want to check it out because I've been listening to a lot of news on I've been watching a lot of news on fucking WHO, and I think this is correct. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure Yogi Bhajan, who created Kundalini, who brought rather Kundalini yoga to the West, he's a Sikh from India. I think he was the one who started the WHO. And their whole saying with happy, healthy, holy and shit. But that was back... No, maybe I'm mixing that up with 3HO. Never mind. Anyways, fucking World Health Organization is interesting because it's like the UN of fucking of medicine. And it's like we were talking about last week with Alec Jones and bringing in medical tyranny. It's like that that deep state shadow government fucking medical tyranny in a box. Instantly coming out with like... you know, identity politics and making sure that we don't scrutinize people who are sick and, you know, making sure that we don't blame China for this and things like that. Like, WHO is a bullshit organization and proof that globalism is evil. So let's see what Tucker has to say about this. We'll skip to the video. Here we go.
Well, right now, the United States is by far the world's top funder of the World Health Organization. We give the organization about $58 million every year. That's double what any other country donates, for some reason. But for the organization's leaders, there's only one country that matters, and it's not us. It's China. Right now, Taiwan is battling coronavirus, but they are denied membership in the World Health Organization. They can't even have observer status. Why is that? People are dying, but the World Health Organization refuses to protect them. Why do you think that is? Because China objects to anyone acknowledging that Taiwan is a nation. From the beginning, World Health Organization officials have praised China's response to coronavirus.
Taiwan number
They've
one.
Repeated the country's
Taiwan number one.
As facts to the rest
yeah,
of
Tucker
the world.
Does rule.
Initially, China claimed that the coronavirus could not be transmitted from person to person, even though doctors in Wuhan knew otherwise, and it was obviously untrue. The World Health Organization, though, told that lie to the world, and that hindered global preparation to contain the virus. They made it worse, not better. And then the World Health Organization praised China for its transparency, a cruel joke. As those lies have been exposed, the World Health Organization's subservience to their masters in Theus more naked. On Saturday, a Hong Kong television station aired an interview with the World Health Organization assistant director called Bruce Alward. He's a Canadian. We want to show you this
what?
Whole thing. We hope you'll watch carefully because it tells you everything about where this world is going and why you should be really nervous about the government of China. Watch this.
Will the WHO consider Taiwan's membership? Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
No, let's move to another one then.
Right. Because I'm
holy shit.
About Taiwan as well, on Taiwan's case.
World Health.
What the fuck? He literally hung up.
We decided to give Dr. Alward another call to follow up.
And I just want to see if you can comment a bit on how Taiwan has done so far in terms of containing the virus.
Well, we've already talked about China. And, you know, when you look across all the different areas of China, they've actually all done quite a good job. So with that, I'd like to thank you very much for inviting us to participate. And good luck as you go forward with the battle in Hong Kong.
What the fuck?
In the middle of a global pandemic, they're refusing to help a country because China told them not to. And then the World Health Organization, which represents all of us, which we pay for more than any other country, is boldly, without shame, repeating Chinese government propaganda. The man you just saw, Bruce Alward, by the way, wasn't just caught in a bad moment over Skype. Here's another clip of him sucking up to the government of China.
Holy shit.
To the people of Wuhan, it is recognized that the world's in your debt, and
what the fuck?
When the disease finishes, hopefully we'll have a chance to thank the people of Wuhan for the role that they've played in it.
Later, Juno. What the fuck?
It's beyond disgusting. It's scary. Gordon Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, and he joins us tonight. Gordon, you've been on this topic for such a long time. Does it surprise you that the World Health Organization, which normal people, me, look at and think, you know, they're keeping the world safe from pandemics, that they're actually acting as a spokesman for the government of China? Does that surprise you?
Well, this has been going on for some time, Tucker, and there have been a number of other things that we've got to be concerned about. So it's not just Bruce Alward, who, by the way, said that he had absolutely no reason to question China's numbers. It's also Dr. Tedros, who's the director general. In other words, the number one guy.
Is that Winnie the Pooh?
Tedros gave an interview to China state media saying
there he is.
Admirable, oh, that looked like kind of Eeyore, though.
The rest of the world.
Oh, my God.
It all showed the superiority of China's...
Or the owl one.
Well, China he's like, has a totalitarian system.
And really what they were doing was attacking democracy on behalf of Beijing. So this is really despicable across the board.
I mean, this really matters.
Fucking
this
isn't Eeyore like running the World Health Organization, motherfucker.
The Chinese government.
Right.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. This is the World Health Organization. Where is Bill Gates, who's the single largest individual funder? Why is he not saying anything? Why is
Where's
Bill
Jeff?
Saying anything?
Where's
Why
Jeff Bezos?
Saying anything about this?
Yeah, fuck Bill Gates.
You're absolutely right. This is dangerous because for the last 10 days of January and for the first 10, 15 days of February, the World Health Organization was parroting Beijing's line that no country should enact travel restrictions on China. And that's because there were no travel restrictions, or very few of them, the United States being an exception. What happened was this virus spread even farther behind around China's borders. So what the WHO has done was it actually helped spread the coronavirus around the world, and it did it on behalf of Beijing.
It's just beyond belief. It's hard to believe those words are true, but they are true. Gordon Chang, thank you for that.
Thank you, Tucker.
So, Tucker's perspective. Gotta love it. Something that I didn't know either. Fuck. Literally fucked by China. Literally fucked by the World Health Organization. They're in cahoots. More concerned about China's public image and making sure the disease is propagated. Motherfuckers out of Canada working with the World Health Organization saying, we owe you a debt to Wuhan. For what? Destroying fucking the, you know, our literal biome and bringing millions of death and destruction? Sounds like something a globalist would be fucking thanking Wuhan for.
4 billion people in quarantine. 4 billion people in lockdown in different countries. Majority of the world.
Wow. And in China, it's fucking crazy. Thank you, Wuhan. Thank you for fucking, you know, bringing tyranny to the world. Thank you for ushering in globalism one tragedy at a time. Thank you.
Yeah. Fuck you, China. Fuck you.
Literally, fuck you, China. And fuck Winnie the Pooh. And fuck ER of the World Health Organization. And fuck all the globalists, all the fucking lizard people. You can all go eat a bag of dicks and go live back on the moon. And fucking...
And commie bastards and go fucking with them. Fucking commie bastard.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with that. How about this clip? I think you made me privy to this. This is a little tiff that... Let's watch the news thing first, and then we'll watch the actual video. But this is a doctor discharged in social distancing dispute. Here we go.
Learning more here today at 4 about the Louisville doctor arrested after being caught on camera strangling a teenager, according to the allegation, in Norton Commons over a social distancing disagreement. Haley Minogue is taking a closer look at Dr. John Radovich
today, Junior.
Some of the new details we have
John Radovich
arrest report.
Norton Commons resident Dr. John Rademacher was arrested and charged last night and released shortly after being booked into Metro Corrections. Court records show that he was released on his own recognizance, meaning he didn't have to pay bail money. He's facing one count of first-degree strangulation and three counts
at home.
Of harassment.
Seriously!
According to HealthGrades.com, Dr. John Rademacher is a pain specialist who graduated from UofL.
He makes the pain!
He's been practicing for 32 years. One Anesthesia, the medical group he's part of, placed Dr. Rademacher on leave starting April 5th.
April.
We're also getting a more
That's why he chokes people. He puts them to sleep.
Comes on the evening of April 3rd from the arrest report. The report reads that Rademacher and his friend approached a group of teens hanging out at the amphitheater to scold them about social distancing. Dr. Rademacher's friend began filming the incident when a young woman put her hand up to block the friend's view. That's when police say Rademacher pushed three other people who were there so he could get to the young woman who
ended
up to block his friend's camera.
That's not social distancing.
Accused of placing his hand.
Oh damn!
And strangling her.
Oh damn!
Intervened and pulled Rademacher off the victim. He and his friend left while EMS was called and treated the young woman who had red marks on her neck. We reached
Holy shit!
At the scene and the victims in the arrest report. But they declined to talk about what happened that evening.
He's got corona all over his fucking hands now.
Rademacher's attorney.
Oh my god, yes.
My calls. His next court.
Oh, you called him directly?
In Louisville, I'm Haley Minogue,
Louisville.
11 News.
Louisville. Let's watch this. Let's watch this again.
Yes, great.
Okay. Let's absorb this. Oh, here we go.
Let's not cuss at each other. No, I'm not calling you anything, sir. Just don't talk to us with
this asshole right here.
Hey, don't touch me. Hey,
do not touch me.
Holy shit! Holy shit, dude.
Damn.
That was awesome. That was fucking awesome. That's what's really happening in Corona World. People are locked in for too fucking long. They're getting mad as shit. They gotta take it out some way. They run into a group of kids who aren't social distancing and they choke the fuck out of them. Oh my god.
And I don't want to be called a victim blamer, but I wonder what happened before this video. I wonder.
Oh my god, dude. I wonder too. I don't know. Maybe he smoked some meth or something?
If you ask any pimp, though, sometimes you gotta choke a bitch.
Oh, damn. I won't hit a bitch, but I'll shake the shit out of her. Who the fuck? That was Chris Rock, right? The less gay Chris Tucker.
I don't mean it, anybody out there is all offended. Don't be all offended, bitch.
If you offended, koof koof. That's all I gotta say. Out there in TV watching land, you ever want to send articles our way, I'm totally all about it. This is one Crafter found me, and I'm very happy about it. Yeah. This seems pretty cool. This is Dr. Burks. Unlike some coronaviruses, if someone dies from COVID, we are counting that that as a COVID-19 death. Holy shit. I wonder if this has audio. We should fucking play through this.
Play that video.
Not very accurate on numbers in this country, so anyone who has it and dies is a COVID death. So some people who died from cancer or pneumonia or normal flu, but also tested positive for COVID, that's COVID death.
Interesting. Let's see what they're saying here. A liberal. What? Hold on. Wait, what the fuck? Hold on.
So I think in this country, we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. And I think the reporting here has been pretty straightforward over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Prior to that, when there wasn't testing in January and February, that's a very different situation and unknown. There are other countries that if you had a pre-existing condition, and let's say the virus called you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem, some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue.
So that's other countries. That's not us, right?
Issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about...
Oh, shit! Holy fucking shit! No, hold on.
As a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19.
Oh, shit!
Can you be sure? You hear from coroners that that's not necessarily the case. Or are you sure? How can you be confident about that? And is there any concern that it skews...
Literally done. Done after. No, don't fucking. No, I hate that bullshit where it's like, we're gonna just program something in so it plays the next video. I don't need anything else from CNN Politico. Thank you very much. We're good now. We're good, man. But holy shit. Literally talking about counting. And that was early on, right? That was earlier on in what we've been experiencing for the past month, correct? That wasn't recently.
It was pretty recently.
Okay. Within the past few days? It was this last week, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was last week.
So literally, we're... The liberal nature we are looking at deaths is happening here and in all the other countries. So we're just literally overcounting it. Like, I think I heard Dr. Fauci talking about it. It's like about reinfections, actually, today, where... there can be like a relapse situation. It's not really a reinfection. So they're downplaying the idea of reinfection and they're upplaying the amount of deaths. What the fuck is the narrative, man?
The narrative is really screwy. It's like not letting the public know the real threat. It's limiting information. It's changing information on the daily. It's I can't believe it's just unorganized and misleading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, literally, people are actually panicking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that's what they want. They want us to panic. They want us to freak out. So stay calm in the face of adversity, everyone. Because in these times, all they want to fucking do is take away your lights and your liberties. Give me liberty. Give me death. You know, come and fucking take it. Come and fucking take it, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to see Valhalla. I'm ready to continue, you know. I'm ready for my whole existence to resonate to the rest of the world, to be an example to those who come after me. Because I'm not so important, but as a group of people, as a collective, as a human race, we are important. We can be something that's greater. And that's our choice. That's why the individual doesn't work. Fuck communism. I'm not talking about communism. I'm talking about togetherness. It's a feeling. It's not something that's enforced by the fucking government. It's something that you choose and you accept as a human being. You know? Fucking... The government doesn't need to tell you shit. Fuck the government. The government doesn't need to tell you shit. Right? The government needs to do very... have very basic roles in societal structure, and that's fucking it. Other than that, you ain't gonna fucking tell me where to go, what to do. Fuck it. If I want to die from corona, that's my prerogative. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Right. Right. I mean, I understand that there's a lot of, you know, complex answers to that kind of thing. You know, like, well, you're endangering other people, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, I was always endangering other people. All the time. I mean, the amount of people who die per day here, I'm not trying to minimize corona. Like I said in the last show, is a new threat. It's a new cause of death. It is. But it doesn't change about life the way that we're acting like it does. It shouldn't. It should have never shut down this much unless people were dropping dead in the streets.
We should have made... And that's the thing, too. When the guidelines came out from the CDC, we all abided by them. You know, we all abided by them. Drunk drivers, that's something that needs to be dealt with on a certain level, I think. Yeah, but I don't think it needs to become like a multi-million dollar industry to fucking take people down. You know, we did what, Don Thornton? Our attention span is short here. But drunk drivers, you know, I think we should legalize every single substance in existence as well. It should be your choice. Did we follow the CDC? I feel like we did, in a lot of ways. Maybe we still aren't really, and the only reason we're seeing that, such changes in places like South Dakota and Wyoming and New Mexico and Alaska is because there's just not a lot of people there, and still the city centers are dealing with it. And you're right, you know, especially early on, you look at New York and what Chris Cuomo Andrew Cuomo came out and said. He was all like, oh, everything's fine, you know, we gotta just keep business as usual, we're New Yorkers, we could do this, and what happens, they get zapped harder than anybody else. Even though Seattle was ground zero. Yep. So, good point, Don Thornton, we didn't really, and why should we not stand up for what is most important, which is our unalienable rights given to us by God. The Bundys are out at it again, right? Aren't they?
Yeah, Bundys are all about it right now. Bundys are like, fuck the quarantine. This is a plandemic. Fucking, you guys did this shit to disrupt small business and steal money from fucking, you know, small people to give it to corporations. We're gonna fucking go to church. We're gonna hold church services with fucking armed guards. We're gonna fucking...
The sheriff's down. The sheriff's in on it with them.
Yeah. That you know, unfortunately, if these people, you know, all choose to risk each other's health, that's all their collective choice. They're not forcing anyone to go there.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. They are not forcing everybody to go there. And part of, you know, these are rights, right? They're not privileges. You take them away, it looks more like a privilege. And I don't give a fuck what it is. Nuclear, Holocaust, I don't fucking care if it's a pandemic, you know. Don't get me wrong, I'm still doing my thing. On weekends, I fucking stick at home, but I'm a homebody anyways. Doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about how do we solidify this for now? How do we keep our communities whole? How do we come together? How do we stay positive in this kind of shit? So stay positive, motherfuckers. Stop watching the news all the motherfucking time, you know? Keep it real. And remember, Papa Miles, he loves you. He wants to see the best for you. And don't get that fucking coronavirus, okay? Fucking stay away from the corona. I don't want to see you motherfuckers licking toilets.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. None of that koof koof, okay? None of that fucking koof koof. Shout out to Palestine, keeping it straight. Israel. We all know Israel's gay. And Egypt. Bisexual as fuck. Same thing with Jordan. Same thing as the Palestinians, but just the gayer version. I'm the mad scientist, Miles Lower. This is verbose.xyz. Kraft and I will be back next week, Thursday, 7 p.m. around that time. We lazy as fuck. Sorry about that. If you're essential out there, shout out to you. If you're an American, shout out to you as well. If you're from China, Godspeed. If you're from the Chinese government, go fuck yourselves. We will see you next time.
Motherfuckers find you. I ain't even about to hop on no plane. I ain't even about to stand in the rain. I ain't getting on no rain. I ain't getting about to drive in my lane. I'm about to stay in the house and play the game. Bitch, move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.